We're going to start laying flat on our back. Have a belt handy, though you might not need it. With the legs stretched out, try to feel how much of your body is flat to the floor. Take the right leg straight up in the air. The right leg straight up in the air as far, as high as it can go. Reach the right hand to see if you can take hold of the right big toe with the first two fingers of the right hand. And if you can't do that, you're going to wrap the belt around the right foot and walk the hand up the belt as high as you can so that the belt is an extension of the arm. You're stretching the right leg and the right shoulder is involved and a little bit off the floor. Breathe easy. Bring the left hand to the left hip. You're going to solidify the core, make the left side really strong. Start taking the right leg sideways. Right leg goes out to the side, but the pelvis doesn't go with it. You're separating the leg from the hip. Try to maybe take the leg upwards on an angle slightly. Pull back up to center. And release, lower the leg. Take the left leg up. Reach the left hand for the big toe. If it doesn't get there, wrap the belt around the foot. Walk the belt up the arm as high as you can so the belt is an extension of the arm. Breathe easy. Place the right hand on the right hip. Solidify the right side. Start taking the left side to the left. Don't let the pelvis go with it. If the hip moves up into the left hand, you've gone too far. You want to keep the pelvis solid and stable. Come back up to center and release. Take the right knee into the chest. Take the right knee into the chest and twist. Bring the right knee across the left side of the body. You can look over the right shoulder. Come back up to center. Switch sides. Left knee into the chest, right leg out straight. Twist over the right side of the body. Look over the left shoulder. And release. Come onto your hands and knees for cat and cow. Put a blanket under your knees, if that works for you. And matching the inhale and the exhale to each movement, start doing cat and cow. Arch the back, lift the chest up. Round the back, draw the navel to the spine, look towards the belly. Arch the back, lift the chest to look up. Round and look towards the belly. Exhale and cat go very well together, but you can do the opposite. See how that goes. Continue on at your own pace. Come back to neutral. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the hands onto the front knee. Square the hips and let the front knee go past the front ankle if it's able, stretching the back quad, pull the belly in. Step back to your hands and knees. Step the left foot forward, hands on the knees. Stretch that left knee forward past the left ankle. Keep it in line with the ankle. Don't let it go inside or outside. Pull the belly in to lengthen the chest and trunk. And release. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Keep the hips over the back knee and extend the right leg out until it's straight. Flex the right foot. It's the classic runner stretch. Bow forward over the right leg. Lift back up. Switch sides. Come back to hands and knees. Step the left foot forward. Keep the hips over the back knee. Extend the left leg so it's straight. With that foot flexed, bow forward over the leg. Extend over that left leg. Stretch that hamstring. Nice. Back to hands and knees. Step the right foot forward for a low lunge. You're going to do the same thing again, or you're going to walk the right foot back an inch or two to then take the knee forward, and you could also bring the arms up alongside the ears. Let the front knee go past the ankle and stretch that back thigh. Reach the trunk up, even front and back, and come back, hands and knees. Second side, step the left foot forward. Again, slipping the left foot back the same distance you did on the first side. If doing the same arm variation of your choice, come into the pose. So it's either hands on the knees or arms up. Let the front knee go further forward and lengthen the trunk. hands and knees. Step the right foot forward. Keep the hips over the back knee. We're going back to that runner stretch. Extend the right leg. Flex the right foot. But this time, instead of coming straight over the leg, externally rotate the right leg. Try to externally rotate the right leg and don't let the hips go off to the left. Though if they go off to the left, pull them back to the center. Then lean forward. Flex the foot. Press through the inner foot. Externally rotate. Extend forward. Keep correcting the hips back over to the right. Hands and knees. Step the left foot forward in between. Keep the hips over the back knee. Extend the left leg so it's straight. Flex the left foot off the floor. And we're going to work on externally rotating that left leg. Externally rotate the leg. Press through the inner foot and square the hips. So if the hips slide off to the right, which they likely do, pull them back to the left while maintaining the flexion of the foot. Pressing through that inner foot as best you can. Back to hands and knees. Take the right leg behind you and place it on the left side of the mat. So it's going to come off the mat to the left on the left side of the left foot. Come onto the ball of the foot. Try to level the pelvis. Look over the left shoulder towards the left. Look over the left shoulder towards the right foot and stretch the right side body. Do your best to stretch the right side body. Come back to center. Take the left leg back. Place the left leg on the right side so it crosses the right foot. Stay on the ball of that left foot. Look over the right shoulder to look at the left foot. Stretch the left side. Bring the pelvis level. And release hands and knees.